Hey, thanks for listening to Off the Bench. Just wanted to drop by real quick and let you guys know that this episode was recorded the night the injury happened. And as many of you may be aware right now, that Kevin Durant will be out indefinitely and reevaluated in 4 weeks. So as of right now, there is no timetable for his return. So our discussion is semi-relevant to the official diagnosis that came out as of this morning. KD, hyperextended his knee tonight against the Wizards, and he didn't play the rest of the game. If he missed an extended amount of time, or if he missed the rest of the season, and that's a reach, how do you like the Warriors' chances without KD? Or basically, let me rephrase that, or maybe frame it a little bit better. Without KD, how do you guys think the Warriors will fare? Because they traded away or got rid of a lot of pieces that made them who they are, and now KD's hurt.
As of the time of this recording, we don't know the severity of the injury. He's supposed to be having an MRI on it. He limped off the court, and he actually played and continued to play, and then he limped off the court. MRIs, you never can tell. The hyperextended knee, my guess is a couple of days. It could be long. You just never know. To answer your question, they can't come out of the West without Durant. And if they somehow got out of the West with Durant, without Durant, if for some reason, let's just say for some strange reason, Durant is out for the rest of the season, he doesn't play, there's no way they beat the Cavs.
I say Western Conference Finals. I can see them taking the fall to the Spurs if they don't have Durant.
You know, without KD, I think there's two teams in the West that can beat them. I think that's Houston and San Antonio. I think they can make it out the West. If they play against Cleveland, though, you know, Steph Curry all last year during the finals was looking for, like, a big brother to help him out because LeBron was picking on him, and that's supposed to be So if KD's not there, I don't know, bro. I don't think they could beat Cleveland. And I still got Cleveland in six this year.
You know what? I'm glad you actually brought Curry up because that was my second question. He took the Curry 3 tonight because they lost to the Wizards. And to the Warriors' credit, they played really well without KD. They still have the 3 core there, you know, Draymond, who stepped up at 14 assists, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry. But I don't know, man. Like, he took the 3. It hit the back of the rim. But when he took it, I didn't feel confident that it was going in the way I felt last year. And I'll tell you the first thing that came to my mind, and we all know, and he may just be in a slump because he was 0-for-11 the night before or last night or whatever. But I was like, man, I think Curry's mojo might be wearing off.
I saw the game where he last night where he shot 0-for-11. I don't know if it's worn out. I think this season, not just with Curry, but I think with some of the players that we see on a night-to-night basis, we saw it with LeBron a couple of weeks ago, where the length of the season kind of takes its toll. I was very interested to see how the Warriors would play out this road trip that they have. I think they're playing like 8 games in 13 days, and they end on a back-to-back. I think they play in Minnesota, and then the second of the back-to-back is at San Antonio, and that game is like a Saturday night on ABC. And then that's a game that you probably would think that Kerr would rest his players, but Kerr's probably not going to rest his players, but if it was Pop would rest them. I was interested to see how this road trip is going to be. But obviously things change and will change if KD's out for any extended period of time. But I don't think it's Curry, man. I think it's some nights, man, it just, you can just look at guys and just tell, man, the wear and tear of the long season, it just, it wears on them. And I just, like I said, I saw it a couple of weeks with LeBron, weeks ago with LeBron. I think LeBron really looked like he was just trying to make it to the All-Star break. And then he got a couple of days off and, you know, he looks a little bit more refreshed. And you have to give guys their days off and things like that. I just, I don't make much of it. I get what you're saying. I think it's just the wear and tear of the season.
You know what, Ken? People weren't saying he lost his mojo when they scored 50 in a quarter.
Like, look, man. And that was just the other night.
Yeah, and he, yo, some of the stuff he be throwing up, man, I do not understand. I really don't. That's why I have to put him in the greatest shooter category, because when he takes those shots, there's nobody else in the league that I'm like, oh, that's gonna go in. Like, this guy hits amazing stuff. But with that super amazingness, you're gonna have super crazy bad nights. He's a jump shooter. There's going to be times it's just not going to look good because that's just the nature of his game. And unlike some other superstars, those are easy buckets for him. So if he can't get it going, like, it sometimes it's hard for him to get to the lane if he's not hitting threes. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. He can't just, oh, you know what, let me post this little guy up and let me go get a bucket. You know, let me go break down, you know, let me break this guy's ankles down, because his shot sets up everything about his game. So if it's not going down, it's going to be an extremely tough night for him.
It just felt like last year that shot would have went in. And maybe last year was just a magical season and we could just, you know, package it up and say, oh, okay, that's just what it was. And this one, look, this is their 10th loss of the year, and they just lost KD, so there was a lot of, you know, shock going through their head. But I don't know, man. I've seen them play, and he just doesn't seem the same to me. So I don't know, man. I might be tripping. I'm known to do that from time to time, but it's something I'm gonna watch. I mean, am I tripping, B?
That Steph Curry lost his mojo?
Yeah. This seems like the same Steph Curry to you?
I mean, I think, how can I say this? I think the media or just fans in general is, like, I guess, used to it or tired of Stephen Curry, if that makes sense. Like, you remember when he was doing all the stuff he was doing? It was like, oh, my God, wow. I mean, I think he's still hitting a whole bunch of threes this season. I just think it's just like, it's kind of like normal now, I guess. I don't know. Him losing that him being a part of that team, 73 wins, and then losing the 3-1 lead in the finals, I mean, that's going to taint you. You know, that's going to haunt you. So that I can definitely see that. Maybe that's why that can take some flair, because a lot of basketball heads, a lot of sports fans, like, man, you won 73 games. You could have went down as one of the best teams ever in NBA history, but you didn't finish it off with a championship. And on top of that, you was the first team in NBA history to lose a 3-1 lead in the NBA Finals. No team in the Finals ever came back down from 3-1. So, yeah. Well,
it could have been worse, B. You could have been up 28-3 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Oh, Kyle, come on, man.
So, you know, it's crazy, man. You know, I think it's just...
Hey, I'm trying to keep from laughing and crying, man.
Yeah.
All right, last question. And this one just hit me today when I was thinking about it, right? So I was thinking about Russell Westbrook, and not just the triple doubles. That's something entirely different. But I'm thinking about that team, the talent on that team, and what he's managed to do by himself on that team.
He got another triple double tonight, Ken. His 30th.
Yeah, it's more amazing than when people were tripping out 2 years ago. But this feels like LeBron-esque to me. Because so I'm not kind of tripping, because they're...
Nah. Because you know what? Look, there's only a select few players to ever play this game on such an elite physical level, that Russell Westbrook has catapulted himself into that category. LeBron was one. In my lifetime, Jordan was the other. I haven't seen any other player on their physical level, because Kobe was close, but Kobe wasn't MJ. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dominique had some athleticism, and he was great, but he didn't use it all over the court like MJ did. The only other player I've seen since MJ like that, you know what I'm saying? I could maybe say AI because he was quick, but he wasn't ferocious. Like, Jordan could be ferocious and graceful. LeBron was ferocious and graceful. And Russell is just ferocious. I've never seen somebody at that size be so angry. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it manifested in different ways. Like, Vernon Maxwell was a very angry player, and he took it out on you. He just didn't have that type of athleticism. But the combination of ferocity, aggressiveness, just pure ability that Russell Westbrook possesses, I've never seen it, man. And it is very LeBron James-esque. It's very whatever other super athlete you know, and regardless of sport, I have not like this, man. Like, Russell's on a whole nother level, man. It is crazy what he's doing.
So let me give you some stats to kind of back up what I'm saying. So we don't know what the wins and losses will play out. But when LeBron first made the playoffs in 05-06, he finished with a 50-32 record. Right now, the OKC are 35-25. LeBron's stats for that year was 31-6-7. Russell Westbrook this year, as we already know, is 31-10-10. Like, he's really right on par with LeBron. Now, we all know LeBron didn't go to the championship or anything like that, but it was almost like it was LeBron's coming out party. Like, we knew he was good, but now we saw LeBron could actually take and carry a team. And I could argue that, well, actually, this actually helped LeBron, because the talent that LeBron had on that team the Thunder have better talent than he did. But just looking at, like, we know that he's averaging a triple-double, but I think people are losing sight of the fact that he's winning. And he has him in the playoff hunt.
These aren't hollow triple-doubles.
Right. He's making everybody better. And nobody's talking about that. Like, what I hear over and over again is, like, he's selfish. He's doing this, that, and the other. It's like, he's not – how are you selfish and you averaging a triple-double and you making do with the talent that you have on that team? Like, you know what he it is making it's, everybody those, better.
Those are the people that don't like Russ Westbrook. Those are the people that, you know, constantly pointed to in the previous years when, you know, when KD would blow it sometimes. Russell was always a scapegoat. You can't deny what it is that he's doing. And I'll take it one step further. I think what he's doing is even more impressive than what LeBron did, because when we all got word this summer that KD was leaving, we thought this team might not even make the playoffs, you know, and for him to elevate this team, and he brings it every single night, and he's not a big guy by any stretch of the imagination. If Kobe had averaged a triple-double for a season, cool. If LeBron had averaged a triple-double for a season, cool. But this guy is 6'2", 6'3", maybe 6'4". I mean, and his level of energy, and look at his team, man. I mean, he's playing with some bums. I mean, he's not – I shouldn't call him bums. He's not playing with the level of players that he played with last year, and not having KD makes a huge difference. So I think – and so, like – and I got into this discussion or argument with one of my friends earlier today about my vote for MVP. It's Westbrook for me. It's because not only have we not seen this, we have not seen this on this level. Like I said earlier – 30 triple-doubles already. He's averaging a triple-double. We may never see this again. And if I just think we have to go back to what we had this summer when we realized that Durant was leaving. If you go from that point right there to where you thought Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder would be to right now, I mean, you got to give him his props.
Yeah, and last thing I really want to say is that when we look at guys – that are superstars, top five, top 10 talent. Sometimes we look at them and be like, okay, but You know, are you carrying your team to the playoffs? You know what I'm saying? Like, we look at Anthony Davis, and he got him there once. And that, as great as Anthony Davis is, he hasn't been able to do something like this to get his team to the playoffs. Like, he hasn't been able to will his team to wins the way that Russell Westbrook has so far this season. So, I don't know. I just, when it hit me, I was like, man, am I too, you know, am I reaching with this one? So, and that's why I wanted to pose it out to you guys to just get your thoughts on it. What do you think, B?
I think, I'm going to stick with my tweet I said some months ago. Well, maybe in December, I think. I was like, if Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double, he is the MVP hands down. Like, period. I don't care. He's doing something that, you know, guys that's like my dad age never thought would happen again in averaging a triple-double for an entire season. And he is definitely en route to doing that. And I don't – and like we've all said, we don't see no signs of him slowing down. He does not take off a play. He does not take off a night unless he's severely injured. He is going to – when he's out there in that court, Russell Westbrook is coming at you 1,000% every single play. So, yeah, man. You ain't tripping, Ken. I mean, this is we witnessing some amazement, and I love it. I love seeing stuff like this and historic stuff being is happening sports wise right in front of our face. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I just remember being as a kid, and you know, my dad, Oscar Robinson, ain't nobody gonna ever do that again. Nobody gonna ever. Like, now I'm seeing that, and I'm talking to my dad every day. Like, Dad, you see what Russell did? I'm like, so what you think? He was like, yeah, I think he might actually do it. He was like, man, this is crazy. I never think I would see this again. Like, someone like that who witnessed the original triple-double and seeing this and swore up and down that wasn't going to happen again, now we witnessing this. Yeah, I mean, this man, they trying to throw Harden in there. They even still trying to throw LeBron in there for MVP. But to me, if Russell Westbrook averages a triple-double for the season, he is hands down they still a playoff team. He is the hands down MVP. No question. It's open and shut case, in my opinion.
Well, he has an 81% chance of doing it. We'll see what happens, man. But I do think LeBron's name should be in there, man. This dude is literally playing point guard for the Cavs during long stretches of the game. I'm amazed at some of the things that he's doing. Like it was one game, man. He just picked apart down the stretch. I think I forgot who he was playing. It may have been the Knicks, but it was almost embarrassing what he did on the court in that fourth quarter with just pick and rolls, and he just made him look embarrassing. So I think LeBron deserves consideration, man, because he's had to carry a heavy burden this year. But
yeah, I mean, consideration. But I mean, if he averages a triple double, LeBron can be considered all he wants. Russell Westbrook is the MVP of the season.
But B, they don't have a backup point guard. B,
I get you. That's fine. I
mean, they don't even. They have a bench.
James Harden can be considered because he's not playing. He's not replaying with a lot of people, and they're a three seed. Well, if you look at that Houston Rockets roster too. That's not the sexiest roster, and they are number three seed. So
they put up 45 threes the other night.
You can consider Harden as well. But if Russell Westbrook averages a freaking triple double, he's an MVP. I agree with you. Yeah, LeBron James definitely has to be in consideration. James Harden definitely has to be in consideration. Russell Westbrook averages a triple double. This is freaking crazy.
Yeah, I agree.
I think this is one of LeBron's best years ever. But anyway, okay, that's all I had.